Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We spoke of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he teaches the trader, the Muslim businessman, how to acquire barakah in his business. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs him that he should exercise two characteristics, two qualities. The first is honesty, and the second is transparency in all his dealings. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us now how to earn Allah's rahmah. So one is the barakah, and we spoke about barakah and what it means to have barakah in your business dealings and your transactions. And how do you secure the rahmah of Allah? Allah's love, compassion and consideration for you as a Muslim businessman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have rahmah on that abd, on that slave and servant of his. سَمْحًا إِذَا بَاعَ سَمْحًا إِذَا اشْتَرَى سَمْحًا إِذَا اقْتَضَى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he expresses samh. Samh means he's lenient, he's easygoing, not naive, not gullible. He doesn't allow people to take advantage of him, but he's lenient, he's easygoing, he doesn't deal with a heavy hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, may Allah have rahmah on that businessman who is samhan, who is lenient when he buys something. He buys something. He doesn't try and squeeze the supplier right to the point where the supplier or the person from whom he's buying the goods, he is left with nothing or a very small, meager margin of profit. Allah says he's lenient. Samhan when he purchases. Samhan, he's lenient when he sells. When he sells a product also, he's lenient. He doesn't take advantage of the purchaser, but he's lenient. Sometimes the purchaser, he realizes he's genuine, he's desperate, and he is in a genuine need, and perhaps he cannot pay at that moment, or perhaps he cannot pay the full amount. He's lenient, samhan. So he's samhan when he buys something, he is lenient. When he sells something, he's easygoing. وَإِذَا اقْتَضَى. And also when he demands payment from his debtors. When he demands payment from them also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he's lenient and he's easygoing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says if he trades in this way, Allah ta'ala will allow him to enjoy the rahmah of Allah. How will he enjoy the rahmah of Allah? Allah ta'ala will allow him to enjoy more good opportunities of trade and business. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.